Joining me now locally from Peace Harbor Hospital, Dr. Willie Foster, the head of the ED department there. And Dr. Foster, I just want to kind of talk a bit about our local issues with COVID and see if we can get kind of an update on what's going on with that. What kind of things are we seeing at Peace Harbor right now?
Well, we continue to see, you know, COVID patients. I would say almost on a daily basis, there's somebody in the ED that comes in with symptoms that is diagnosed with COVID. Many of those are mild enough that we can send home. But every week there's, you know, a number of patients that are sick enough that we have to transfer over to Riverbend. And when I say sick enough, that typically means they need oxygen. That's the biggest reason why people get admitted for COVID is their oxygen saturations are low. I don't think we've had anybody in the recent past that was so sick with COVID that they needed to be intubated, which is the next step from just needing oxygen. So while they're sick enough to be in the hospital, they're not critically ill, ended up in the ICU.
Are we seeing different age ranges in this, or is it a more of a set type, set age group?
No, we're seeing a much wider age span than we did, you know, in the initial period when it was mainly older people, you know, with comorbidities, diabetes, hypertension, COPD. This past week, I believe we had a couple of teenagers that needed to be transferred to Riverbend for COVID.
Now that's kind of unusual, isn't it? I mean, I would imagine they were they unvaccinated or vaccinated, or do we know?
I'm pretty sure they were unvaccinated. I mean, again, most of the people that we're seeing with COVID that is sick enough to be in the hospital are unvaccinated. I mean, certainly we're seeing an increased number of people that have been vaccinated and even boosted with COVID, but usually those are pretty mild symptoms and aren't showing up in the ED.
Now, from the perspective of getting the test and seeing people coming here, do we know here at this point if this is the Omicron or it's the Delta, or are we making an assumption that it's one or the other?
We don't do that kind of testing here, and even Peace Health doesn't do that kind of testing. That's done by the Oregon Health Authority, the state lab that takes, you know, samples from different places. I just saw an email this morning, and they are estimating that best estimate is about 50% of the COVID cases in Lane County are Omicron at this point.
Now we're seeing for the 97439 zip code, we're up to, as of this morning or yesterday morning, we were at 910, which is quite a big jump from the summer to now. Do we have a plan here locally as far as with Peace Harbor Hospital on how to attack this if it gets any worse, or are you just responding to what comes in at this point?
Well, we have an emergency plan or a surge plan. It's one we developed, you know, almost, you know, a year and a half ago, coming on 2 years when COVID first, you know, came on the scene. What would happen if we have overwhelming numbers? Do we put up a tent out in the parking lot? We've decided that's not a good option. You know, how do we keep patients at our hospital if it comes to that? And, you know, hopefully it won't come to that. But, you know, just recently, as Omicron started to, you know, appear, we, you know, so-called dusted off our surge plan and said, is this still what we want to do? Does this make sense? And it did. We didn't have to make any, you know, significant changes to that. But the local hospital is prepared to deal with any surges. I mean, certainly if the surge gets overwhelming enough, it could overwhelm us, you know, and that's happening in other part of the United States right now, or there are healthcare systems that are, you know, fully maxed out. Luckily, we're not at that point yet.
Now, over the last couple of years of this pandemic, you know, we've learned a lot about COVID-19. Is there anything new that we know in the last few months that we didn't know at the beginning?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we've learned much better about what treatments work. You know, in the beginning, there was a lot of, I wouldn't say guessing, but let's try this, let's try that. Some worked better than others. I think, you know, we kind of have dialed in to a large extent what works and stuff. And that's helped decrease mortality because we know these things help prevent COVID from becoming more severe. I think, you know, we've, you know, learned, you know, that COVID changes, you know, it evolves. And that's why we have these different variants. And some are more lethal, some are more contagious. And that's probably going to be an ongoing, you know, occurrence with this virus. This is not going to be the last surge. I don't think anybody would be preaching that.
Well, I know that they were talking about the possibility of this surge maybe waning off in mid to late January. But then we hear of a new variant in France that they've just found out about. I think the response was pretty quickly to the Omicron and how it was dealt with new variants coming out. Is that is there a new procedure for kind of dealing with the new ones that are kind of keeping them a little more at bay?
I'm not sure there's any new, you know, procedure. I mean, you know, certainly if you look around the country, you know, we've grown tired of, you know, quarantining and, you know, wearing masks in all places. I mean, just look at all the recent bowl games, you know, hundreds of thousands of people together, many of them vaccinated, many of them at low risk for getting serious, you know, COVID. But, you know, we're seeing, you know, a much more open society than we did in the initial phases of this when places were in drastic, you know, lockdown and quarantine. So I don't know if I'd go so far to say as we've reached a new happy norm, but certainly things are a lot different than they were, you know, a year ago when something like Omicron would have sent us into a much more severe lockdown than most places are doing now, at least here in the United States.
Now, for us on the coast here, we still have a lot of influx of people that come in from other areas and stuff like that. So I guess our precautions need to be a little bit more so than just when you're involving just a community that is together all the time.
Exactly. I mean, the message really hasn't changed much from the beginning days of the pandemic. And that is, you know, wear a mask, if at all possible, when you're out and around other people, you know, get vaccinated, get boosted. If you have symptoms, you know, get tested, quarantine yourself until you get the results. You know, that message really hasn't, you know, changed.
Well, what about the quarantining dates, though? I mean, are they changing how long we have to be quarantined? What's the reason for the shorter time period for some of these events?
Well, you know, the recent recommendations from the CDC is that if you're positive for COVID and then after 5 days your symptoms are significantly improving or gone, it's okay to come out of quarantine and just wear a mask for the next, you know, 5 days. I think that's based, you know, on the fact that people are really most contagious, you know, in the day or two before they have significant symptoms to several days afterwards. And the thought is that after 5 days, if your symptoms are minimal, the chance of spreading it is minimal if you're wearing a mask. And that just allows for less disruption of our, you know, social and work and school life is, you know, you can go back after 5 days rather than 10. So, I mean, it's probably a reasonable compromise to protect health, but not totally shut down our education and economy.
Being the final thought here, is there anything that we haven't hit on that you think's important to get out there as far as additional information?
Well, I mean, just a couple of facts. The number of COVID patients in the hospital are increasing. Last Wednesday, there was only 14 patients at Riverbend, which is about as low as it's gotten in the last, you know, year. But as of today, there is 42. So that's quite an increase over a week. Certainly 42 is far less than the 100 to 110 we had back in August and September at the height of Delta. But that's a big jump from 14 to 42 over a week. Who knows where it will be in another week.
So again, people need to take care, be cautious, do the right things. And exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, Peace Harbor, we have Moderna boosters. We have the Pfizer pediatric dose. And potentially 12 to 15 year olds can get a booster. That's been approved by the CDC, but it still needs to go through a Western states approval. But that's probably coming. So those 12 to 15 year olds that got a shot, you know, can get a booster hopefully fairly soon.
Now, is the hospital still offering certain dates for their vaccines?
I am not sure of the actual dates. Basically, you know, the number to call is the main clinic number, which is 541-997-7134. And they should be able, if there's not a recorded message on there, they should be able to tell you when you can get a booster. I don't want to say it's just certain dates. I don't want to say it's every dates and give, you know, the wrong information.
All right. I appreciate
it. It's available, and it's not like, oh, 2 weeks from now, you'll get a shot. It will be within a few days.
All right. One thing I had Jason Davis on earlier, and I didn't get to ask him this. Maybe you know the information. We've talked about booster doses. Are they still considering doing additional boosters for people who have already had a booster?
I think that's to be determined. You know, part of the concern is that the booster is the same vaccine. And as the virus has, you know, mutated and evolved and changed, those shots are becoming less effective. I think what we might see is a updated vaccine, just like the flu vaccine changes every year. I suspect that maybe our next shot, you know, the one we're going to get later, you know, in the spring or this summer or into the fall, is going to be a updated version of the, you know, COVID vaccine rather than just another booster dose of the same one.
All right. I guess we'll wait to find out how that's going to unfold. Dr. Foster, thank you so much for spending some time with me today and getting some information out.
Well, thank you very much, George, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and look forward to when we can do this in person again someday.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Coming up in the next hour, Jody O'Mara. We got Winter Music Festival folks and Jason Davis with Lane County Public Health on the January edition of Our Town.